My name is Angela White, 918-853-8471. Well, last night we came up here due to my son seeing the Revival Sunday on the internet.
He don't care.
And he touched the screen and said that he knew that if he came, that he was going to be healed. Anyway, he has a cognitive level of a 5-year-old, so for him to even understand the concept of healing is a miracle in itself. And so we felt like if he could understand that, we had to get him here. Well, my sister's husband is a pilot, and 3 of his pilot friends gave up buddy passes to get us here overnight. So we came last night and went up to the front to get our hand, you know, laid on him, and 2 different sets of people came and laid hands on him. And the second time that they laid hands on him, he said, "Mommy, there feels like people walking on my head." And I'm like, "What, you know, is it tingly? Is it burn?" "No, it just feels like someone's walking on my head." And I could actually start seeing the bones just start coming.
So facial movement.
Movement in his face.
Bone changing. And you're the mom, so you'd know before and after?
Yes. So as the night has progressed through last night, Lance has these nerve endings that are here on this side of the eye.
Above the eye.
He does not have those muscles, period. He was born without them.
Oh, those muscles are not there at birth.
Right, they were not there. They've done 2 corrective surgeries so that his eyes were not level. And so one eye was higher than the other, and whenever he looked up to the right and looked up to the left, one eye would stay in one place. And now he can rotate his eyes. And he had glasses before, and they said that he probably would never have very good vision. And from the back tonight, he was able to, actually he was reading the words and singing the words of the praise and worship tonight.
Goodness.
And not only that, but this here, all of this is new bone here. Uh-huh. And this here used to be all here.
It's crunched.
Uh-huh. Or like look like a hole. And it was all here. So all this is new bone.
Now it looks like a normal forehead with acne, just a little acne in the middle. That's
and
about
it,
all.
The acne yesterday was horrible.
It was all over.
It's
the most beautiful smile I've seen. Buddy.
And like this, he did not have a bridge here at all.
There's
and
no
that,
bridge on the nose.
No.
Now that's here.
Yeah, because his face was completely flat. He had no soft spots in his head when he was born. Babies are born with different parts of the skull that are open to allow the brain to grow. Well, he had none. His only place that he had open was his forehead, so his brain grew through his forehead. So he had to take off the skull completely and remold his brain and put his skull back together.
Thank you for telling me. And put plates and screws
in his skull to allow enough room for the brain to grow. Well, that caused brain damage from the screws actually getting near and touching the brain, because the bone ended up growing over the plates and the screws. Yeah. So they went in like 6 or 7 years ago and took the plates and screws out and scraped them off the skull, put the skull back together, and he had divots and valleys all in his head. And now when you touch his head, it's like almost smooth.
Okay, I got to verify. Almost smooth. Yes, okay. Praise the Lord.